Hey, how's it going? This is Bipolar J. So I had another episode today, and so now I'm at home. I'm lying in bed again, in my own room. My room is much cleaner now, first off, so that helps with my mood. And sometimes I forget that fact. So, to help remind myself, what I've done is I've left stickies all around my room, to kind of remind myself to organize my room. And this is one of my coping mechanisms. I don't know if this is making sense, but one of my coping mechanisms is simply to compartmentalize my feelings and anger and issues, and then I just take them out in one big soup. So that's why my emotions are so erratic when seen from the outside world. But I accept that's just the way I am at this moment in time. I believe I can get better. I can get better by not projecting and not reading too much into the situation. So for today, my episode. So my one big thing today was to go swimming at the community center. But because I was only released from the hospital about 3 or 4 days ago, I was told by the nurses who released me, and that I should have 1 week of family time. And to me, that means like the family should be supervising me at all times. So like whenever I go somewhere, like there's always a family member with me. But now that I think about it, it's a really dumb rule that I've set up for myself. Because I'm thinking too much into the situation. They don't need to be around me all the time. If they're around me all the time, there's zero personal space. But maybe that's what is needed for this week. So I've asked my father to take time off work for 1 week, because the main issue I have is communication with my mother. And she's manic, she doesn't even admit it. But at least my father is stable and can bring me down. And I've told him all my triggers and signs, but it just kind of goes around in a loop. The sound here in the background, if you can hear it, is my Roomba going because I'm like lying in bed and having the robot clean my room. So what's the big takeaway from today? So I guess the big takeaway is this. It's okay to have episodes. It's okay to have emotions. Just try not to have them swing too far one way or the other. But it just takes time, you know. And time is all we got, man. Time always moves forward. So, like every episode, it seems like I'm saying something different. And that's true because don't listen to me. I'm just Bipolar J. I'm not a psychiatrist. But I feel it's kind of like, if you want to get better, you just gotta use a holistic approach. Just holistic approach, find your balance, man. Once you find your balance, then find a balance in the next one, and then the next one, and the next one, until you find that inner peace. Okay, so I think that's it for me today, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.